Phillies just scored 20 runs against the Marlins. 20. That was cool. That was pretty fucking awesome. I've been shitting on their new manager, Gabe Kapler, for a little while now. I'm not really sure what to think of him. These analytics guys come in. They think they know everything. It happened with Chip Kelly and the Eagles, and that didn't work out. Hinkie, to an extent, with the Sixers. But that, you know, that had other issues. But it worked out pretty well for the Eagles in the end with their bounce back from that. And the Sixers sitting pretty at that three spot in the East. Just gave LeBron a game and a half last night. And now, baseball. Phillies up to off to a rough start, but that if that is some type of they're not obviously obviously you're not going to score 20 runs every game, but to see that if that gets the wheels turning, it's great to see. I'm definitely excited to get back there. M'Lady and I are heading down to Philly in a few weeks to see them play the Mets. Maybe I'll get a foul ball this time. One thing I've always wanted to do is catch a foul ball at a baseball game or a home run. But the thing that makes me so mad about the foul ball world is like every time you see some guy who made a grab where he fought through the crowd with a full beer and he's covered in nacho cheese from somebody that he fell on just because he went for the ball. You know, you see him give the ball to some dweeb kid who didn't make any effort on the play, and it makes me furious. Like, that's probably that kid's first or second ball game. I've been to hundreds of games, and I've never, ever gotten even close. Like, that loser kid has his whole life to get a ball. There's no freebies in this. I'll battle through 50 kids to get one at this point. You know who's keeping that ball? Me. I'm keeping that ball. Like, if I brought my own son or daughter, we're going to fight for that ball. I want the ball. It's a good lesson for the kids, too. If you want the foul ball, you got to be bigger and tougher than the crowd around you, or you're going to get eaten alive. I know you see me. Looking gorgeous in every portrait. I got the 89 Firebird, guns like wired up. Before I do business, I wanna know the buyer's worth. Fast forward 98, mark with wire shirt. I eat dessert while your bitch flirt. Shit work to a... Okay, welcome back to the O Show. This is episode 8. I got some allergies going on right now, so I'm a little heavy in the face. A little sniffly. We have officially now, our first sponsor. I teased it briefly at one point, but now it's for real. And it is the Everybody Club Clothing. It is a tie-dye company started by a friend of mine, Tristan, and, he makes some pretty dope shit. It's springtime, apparently. It's springtime. It's been 30 degrees since spring began, but apparently it is springtime, but it's a good time to start your summer shopping. So head over to everybodyclub.com. Use the promo code THEOSHOW. OSHOW? Hang on. Promo code THEOSHOW in all caps, case sensitive, and you'll get yourself a nice 15% discount on any item. I've got myself a nice custom Philadelphia Eagles inspired shirt coming my way, some hunter green with some white. Got the old lady a nice pink and purple deal. Yeah, they got it, and there's many more. There's an option for custom shirts. So I'll throw the link up on Twitter and Instagram, and you guys should head over there and get yourself some nice colorful clothing for the summertime. So yeah, I did my show. The 5 minutes that I've been talking about since I started this podcast, it was a lot of fun. I fucked up a little bit, but I made the recovery. I think I got a decent amount of laughs. I didn't fuck up too bad. But what they say, you know, the old adage is true that, you know, there's no, for a performer or a comedian, there's no drug quite like making a room full of strangers laugh. And that was awesome. So, I've actually got something else in the works currently. I don't know too much about it. I'm still waiting on that. So I'm not going to say anything about it right now. Other than that, but I'm extremely excited for what this long, treacherous road has ahead of me. Thank you for everybody who came out, and who supported, and, I hope to, keep you all laughing in the future. Anyway, I'm gonna miss not being on the North Fork this summer. Like, I know that everybody, like, the easy thing to do is to complain about the traffic and the crowds and all that, but fuck that, because it's, like, the best place to be in the summertime between, you know, at least what I know, which is the Boydie Barn and Greenport, and having the beach in a mile in every direction is something that we take for granted way too often. I mean, being on the boat is just the best thing in the world, and I'm going to miss that a lot. I mean, I'll definitely have to make my way back for it, but it's definitely going to be a drag not having that option readily available to you. Like, coming home from work after a long day and hitting up your friend with the boat, which is obviously, as everybody knows, is the better move, to have the friend with the boat than to actually own the boat, because owning a boat seems like a total pain in the ass. But you call the friend with the boat and you say, hey, let's go out, because the friend with the boat always wants to go on the boat, except for my friend with the boat, which is kind of annoying. You kind of have to coax him into using his own boat, but it's definitely going to be something I miss. But it's all for a good cause, obviously. So this Conor McGregor thing, that's obviously like some WWE like stunt, right? I mean, there's just no way. I refuse to believe. Like, Conor McGregor himself is obviously a loose cannon. If you make a career out of doing what he does, especially at the level and the intensity that he does, you're not, you know, obviously some wires are loose and whatnot, but, you know, at that point in your career with that kind of money, you have a crew, right? And you have a crew that some of the guys in the crew are just as much wild cards as you are, but you have guys that you pay to be in that crew that tell you, no, Conor, we're not going to do that. Like, we're not going to go to this press conference. We're not going to fly from Dublin to New York just to show up and make a scene. Like, there are people that even can tame Conor McGregor into those sort of things. So I refuse to believe that he just decided to go there and do that on his own. You know, he might have. I don't doubt that it's something that he would have thought to do. But not even that the UFC needs press at this point because of him. But it's definitely a way to, I'm sure there are going to be more pay-per-view buys on this fight tonight than there would have been prior, even, you know, and this sets up an incredible fight with him against whoever. It puts him back in the ring. They're obviously not going to get rid of him. So if this is the truth and he actually did that, then you know what? Whatever. He's a crazy dude, and they're still not going to get rid of him. If it was a ploy by the UFC and Dana White to get people to watch, then kudos to them, because I will be there. I'll be watching that. I watch every McGregor fight. I'm every UFC fan post McGregor. I'm not going to go out of my way to buy like regular fights that don't have him in it. I'm not going to go out of my way to buy boxing matches that don't have Floyd Mayweather in it. But I will definitely be there front and center for, not there obviously, but I will be watching front and center of a TV for whatever he does next, because it's going to be one of the craziest, most, you know, watched and televised events, you know, in that company's history. So I really look forward to that. I've been wanting to do like a mailbag type of show, you know, where people who listen email me questions, scenarios, that type of thing. Just like a, not really an advice line, because it's not like you need me giving you advice, but, you know, if you have, just, it would really help with the content of the show. It would give me more things to talk about when I run out of things like this. So if you have anything that you would like to ask, or any stories you want to be told, and then I comment on it, or, you know, or you just want to say hi, email it to, what the hell is the email? The show email is owenshowmail@gmail.com. That's owenshowmail@gmail.com. So help me help you make a better show. You can all be a part of the Yo Show. But anyway, I think that's it for this one. This is a really short one. It's late at night, and I gotta leave for work at 4:30 in the morning tomorrow, so I just wanted to get it out there, because there was a bit of a delay in the shows these past couple weeks. It's just been a little hectic. So thank you everybody for tuning in to episode 8. Make sure to check out the Everybody Club promo code The Yo Show, all caps. Get yourself your tie-dye. And here's Kanye West.
I want to tell you a story about it. It's like a love story. Kind of hurt story.
Go ahead and roll it up and pass it around. Lately, there's been a lot of bulls going down. Okay. A lot of soldiers ain't make it through this year. Right. So let's just celebrate that we still here. And whoa, never leave me alone. Tell them how to ask.
What up, man? Nat from Florida, but what up, fam? It's been a whole lot of hating again. And if they hating on me, damn, what up then? I met this girl when I was 3 years old. And what I love most, she has so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy, and yo, I like to blow trees. And from that point, I never blow her off. Come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tow them off and make them straighten up their hat, cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she told me how to go downtown, and at nighttime her face lit up so astounding. I told her my heart is where she always be. She never mess with entertainers cause they always leave. She said it feel like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess that's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep making that platinum and gold for me, but if you really cared for, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seemed like she talk about me. She said, you left your kids, and they just like you. They wanna rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through, talk about what you're trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess it's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that? When I was back home. In the interview, I'm representing you, making you proud. Shoot for the stars, so if you fall, you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, spark the light and wave them around. If you don't know by now, I'm talking about Chi-Town.
Go ahead and roll it up and pass the round. Ladies, been a lot of books going down.
Okay.
A lot of soldiers ain't make it through this year. So let's just celebrate that we still here.
And what?
Woo!